As the nation ages, it confronts a whole new set of linguistic and cultural challenges. The latest census shows the Hispanic population in the United States has grown nearly 60% over the past 10 years. One impact of that increase is being felt in courtrooms, which are faced with accommodating more Spanish speakers. Latino groups and court officials say many recent immigrants don't understand how U.S. laws and customs work. Now some courtrooms in Colorado think they've found a solution. From Colorado Public Radio, Andrea Dukakis reports.
In Eagle County, Colorado, home to Vail Ski Resort, hundreds of Latino immigrants have come to work at the plush local hotels and restaurants. Inevitably, some of these immigrants end up going through Judge Terry Deem's courtroom. Judge Deem sees anywhere between 50 and 75 Spanish-speaking defendants each week, most charged with minor offenses. In court, an interpreter stands beside the defendant and translates the proceedings.
Sir Miranda, ¿cuántos años tiene usted? 28.
Judge Deem says when she first became a judge here, she was struck by what appeared to be a disconnect between the U.S. legal system and the foreign-born people passing through it.
It seemed at that time that people weren't complying with their sentences and that basically just I got the feeling that they didn't really understand the process or the laws, and we had a lot of people that were coming through more than once.
Court interpreter Gustavo Heredia shared Judge Deem's concern. He says many of the defendants he's worked with are from countries where certain laws are different or not enforced.
Even though the law exists in the books, for example, in Mexico or in other countries in Central America, the level of enforcement is not there. For example, a DUI case, it will never go before a judge. It will most likely be settled in the streets with a police officer on a $10 bill.
So 2 years ago, Heredia started a class, sort of like a cultural traffic school for Latino immigrants arrested for things like drinking and driving, domestic abuse, and disorderly conduct.
Estamos hablando de los obstáculos que usted va a encontrar.
We are talking, Heredia tells the class, about the obstacles you face in the United States on your path toward achieving your dreams. The three-hour class, dubbed How to Live in America, is now being used by 12 Colorado counties as part of the court's formal sentencing process. Students pay $100 to attend the class, typically a substitute for a prison sentence or a court fine.
Le pueden dar un ticket de DUI.
In the class, Heredia talks about how a DUI can quickly turn the American dream into a nightmare.
La cerveza más cara de su vida.
He says one beer could end up being the most expensive beer of your life if you consider all the court fines and lawyer's fees. During a class break, students like Wences, who doesn't want to give his last name, says he agrees with the program's premise that the laws where he's from work differently.
Estamos más confundidos sobre las leyes.
Yes, we are confused about the laws.
Pero ahora con la clase estamos más claros.
But now with the class, it's all much more clear.
Court officials, from judges to attorneys, say they're seeing results. In Eagle County, Judge Deem says DUI cases among Hispanics have dropped 40% since the program began. Ken Kupfner is a DA with Boulder County. He says he's seeing fewer repeat offenders.
The people that we're sending to the program, it just seems like we haven't been having that experience of having them back time and time again.
But much of the evidence for the success of the How to Live in America program is anecdotal, and no one has really studied its effectiveness. That's one of Caroline Gonzalez's concerns. She's with the Latino Task Force of Boulder County.
It's a quick fix for the courts because they're overwhelmed by the numbers of monolingual Spanish speakers. The courts need something, they need something now, and it's like junk food.
And some students from the class complain they already know much of what's being taught and resent the paternalistic attitude the program takes towards Latinos. Eleni Saris is with the Justice Information Center, a group that serves immigrants.
A lot of folks that are from Mexico have taken offense to the class because it does presuppose that they're ignorant, they just don't know what's going on around them, and that the countries they come from don't have similar laws.
Sarah says the same could be said for plenty of American-born people who seem to have missed out on or forgotten Civics 101. They could probably benefit from a class, too. For now, Heredia has plans to expand the program beyond Colorado. He recently began teaching in San Mateo County, outside of San Francisco. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.